heaven is secure.
所以我们今天学的第一点就是一个真正的仆人他是有安全感的。
Let's look at today's passage. It tells us, number two, that if we want to serve like Jesus, we must serve with love.
今天的经文还告诉我们如果我们要效法主耶稣的服侍，我们必须带着爱来服侍。这是我们今天学习的第二点。
As the gospel writer John was recalling this incident, how Jesus washed his disciples' feet, this is how he framed this account.
福音的作者是约翰，他回忆耶稣给门徒洗脚，他是这么记录的。
Look at verse 1. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And then he went on to describe how Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
约翰接着描述耶稣如何来洗门徒们的脚。
Totally motivated by his love for his disciples.
耶稣是完全因为爱门徒来驱使他做这件事。
Have you noticed that you can serve without love?
大家有没有注意到人们服侍可以不需要有爱。
A lot of people, they serve out of obligation. They serve not because they want to, but because they have to.
许多人去服侍这是出于义务因为不得不去做。
The attitude of, I guess I have to do it. Somebody's got to do the dirty work.
态度好像就是这样，好吧，我来做吧。苦活脏活总要有人做吧。
Yes, you can serve without love.
是的，没有爱也可以服侍。
But you cannot love without serving.
但是你如果不服侍就不可能有爱。
And that's why, you know, when your heart is filled with love for someone, you can't help it. You want to do something for that person.
就是你如果爱一个人的话，你就会情不自禁的去为他做事，去服侍他。
Isn't that what parents do for their children?
父母对待孩子们不就是这样吗？
Thank God, you can see our girls are much older now, and but when they were younger, there was a lot of work.
感谢主啊，我的几个孩子们都长大了，他们小的时候我们忙得不得了。
And especially my wife, Julie, she would clean, she would wash, she would mop, she would wipe all day.
牧师的太太朱丽叶，她每天都要清理、擦洗、拖地。
But the amazing thing is, sometimes Julie would look at them and she would get really sad.
但是奇妙的是，有的时候朱丽叶看着孩子们，她有时候会伤心。
She starts crying.
他就开始流泪。
Especially on their birthdays.
特别是在孩子们过生日的时候。
And I would say, whoa, 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 what happened? What happened?
我就问他怎么啦。
He would say, they are growing up so fast.
牧师的太太就说他们怎么这么快就长大了。
I'll be like, what? I can't wait for them to grow up.
我的反应是这有什么难过的，我巴不得他们赶快的长大。
Parents, because they love their children so much, they can't help, but they do so much for their children.
父母为孩子付出他们不会是从孩子身上得到回报。
And when we serve out of love, our service is not a drag, it's not a burden, but our service becomes a joy.
当我们出于爱去服侍的时候呢，我们的侍奉就不会是一个拖累，一个负担，而是一个喜乐。
Number three, if we want to be more like Jesus, we must serve with humility.
我们来看今天第三点，就是如果我们要更像主耶稣，我们要带着谦卑去服侍。
Our passage tells us that this happened right before Passover.
今天的经文告诉我们这件事是发生在逾越节以前。
Now the original readers, they understood the significance of Passover because it was during that time they remembered the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus.
第一世纪的读者他们很清楚逾越节的意义，因为在逾越节他们纪念耶稣在十字架上做出的牺牲。
And right here, Jesus knew that he was about to go to the cross to die.
在这里，耶稣知道他要去上十字架去受死。
He would suffer the most violent death.
他要去受最残酷的死刑。
And I said violent because it's not just physical suffering, but spiritual, it has spiritual ramifications.
这个残酷呢，不但是身体上最残酷，在精神上也是最残酷的。
None of us can understand the magnitude of Jesus' suffering.
我们没有人能够体会到耶稣所受的苦。
We have no idea what it's like to bear the sin of entire human mankind, of past, present, and future.
我们也不知道担负所有世上人的罪，包括过去、现在和将来的罪的感受。
Jesus, when he hung on the cross, he was about to die, and he said, Father, Father, please do not forsake me.
当耶稣在十字架上快要断气的时候，他呼求父神说，阿巴父，阿巴父，不要，为什么要离弃我？
See, he was going through tremendous suffering. If we were Jesus, knowing that in a few hours we would suffer like that, what would we do?
假想我们是耶稣，知道几个小时以后要去受死，我们会怎么做？
We will probably say to the disciples,Come on, guys. Can you give me a break?
我们很可能会对这些门徒们说：“嘿，伙计们，打住，停住。
”Can you just focus on me?
你们能把注意力转到我身上吗
？Can you wash my feet?
有人能给我洗脚吗
？And can you give me a foot massage while you're at it, please?
做个足底按摩更好。
Yeah.Can you just focus on my needs for a moment? That's what we would do, and that's not too much to ask.
你们能在这个时候满足一下我的需要吗？我想要是我们一定会这样要求的。
But Jesus, even at a time like this, he descended to the level of a servant, and he touched his disciples' feet.
但是耶稣没有这样去要求，他反而降卑成为仆人，亲手去洗门徒们的脏脚。
And this shows the humility of Jesus.
这就是主耶稣的谦卑。
You know, humility is a very interesting concept.
谦卑是个很有意思的一个概念。
I love this definition. It says, humility is the strange thing that when you think you have it, you've lost it.
我很喜欢这个说法，就是谦卑是很奇特的，你认为你有的时候你已经失去了它。
In other words, when you think you're humble, you're not.
也就是说，当你认为自己谦卑的时候，你就不谦卑。
Look at this scripture, Philippians 2:3. Do nothing out of self-ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself.
腓立比书第二章第三节说：“凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。”只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
This verse tells us a humble person focuses on others while a prideful person focuses on himself.
这段经文告诉我们呢，就是谦卑的人聚焦在别人身上，自负骄傲的人聚焦在自己身上。
Another definition of humility that I really like.
有一个对谦卑的定义我非常喜欢。
Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but rather not thinking of yourself at all.
谦卑不是少考虑自己，而是一点都不考虑自己。
See, the person who thinks he is humble is not humble.
所以人要是认为自己谦卑，那他就不谦卑。
But the person who is humble, he doesn't even know it because he is too busy thinking about others.
谦卑的人自己是不知道的，因为他忙着在想着别人，在考虑别人的需要。
Again, that's why the disciples, they would not have anything to do with foot washing because they wanted to make sure that they are greater than others.
这些门徒们呢，他们根本不想去洗脚，因为他们在争论要自己的地位比别人大。
And when we are like that, when we are thinking about ourselves, we cannot serve like Jesus wants us to.
所以一旦我们总是在考虑自己，我们就不能像主耶稣那样去服侍。
With everything that's going on around us, the scare of COVID-19.
我们现在在所处的环境呢，有这种疫情带来的恐慌。
It's very easy, have you noticed, in times like this, to focus on ourselves, to focus on our needs and our family's needs, to protect ourselves.
所以在这种时候呢，我们很容易聚焦在我们自己身上，包括我们的需要，家庭的需要，怎么保护自己等等。
It's times like this, we become very self-centered.
这时候呢，我们都特别会自我为中心。
And sure enough, if you look around the news, you see things like this. Look at this guy hoarding toilet paper for himself.
有报纸也在报道，有很多人在抢购这个手纸。
And look at this. This guy, bought all these Purell, went around and bought all these Purell while others tried to purchase them, but he bought them all.
还有这个家伙他开车满城转呢，把商店所有的洗手液都买光了，别人就买不着。
And then he put them online and sell them for a higher price.
然后他在网上卖高价。
New York Times reported about this guy and says that this guy has 17,000 bottles while others, are looking, but now he has nowhere to sell them.
纽约时报也报道了说这个人他有17700瓶的这个洗手液，别人都没有。
See, everybody thinks times like this brings out our self-centeredness.
这样的时候呢，人最容易自我为中心。
But at times like this, Jesus wants us to follow his example to be true servants.
但在这样的时候呢，耶稣更要求他的子民要效法他的模样来服侍人。
Last week, I received an email update from Samaritan's Purse. It's a Christian organization that many of us support.
上星期我收到撒玛利亚救援会的一个电子邮件，这是一个基督教机构，我们很多人都支持过他的施工。
The subject line says, Rushing Field Hospital to Stricken New York.
邮件的标题就是紧急派送也在医院去纽约。
As you know, New York has now become the epicenter of COVID-19 in United States.
大家都知道纽约现在成为美国新冠疫情的中心了。
And last time I checked, which was last night, as many as 114,000 people have been confirmed to have contracted this deadly virus.
我昨天晚上去网上看了，说是有11万4千多人已经是被检查出来带有这个疾病。
And here, I love this picture. It shows a convoy of trucks carrying medical personnel and equipment headed into New York.
大家看这张照片，我们看到有个卡车队带着医护人员和医疗用品直奔这个疫情的中心。
Wow, everybody's trying to get out of that place. God's people, God's servants, goes directly, intentional into that place to provide help, to provide service.
当人们都要往外逃离这个疫情中心的时候，神的儿女们却要进去，去帮助，去服侍。
I thought what a beautiful example of how God wants us to respond.In times like this.
这是非常震撼的一个例子，也就是说神要他的子民在这个危难的时候要这样去服侍人。
I came across a prayer by Carrie Lawrence.
我想让大家来看一下凯瑞劳伦斯的一个祷告。
I think we can learn to pray like this during this critical time.
我想在这个时候呢，我们要学习这样的祷告。
It says, thank you for getting me up this morning to greet another day and to live for you. You make my life truly good.
感谢神，让我今天早上能起来迎接新的一天，并且为您而活。您使我的生命真美好。
I know that there are 1,000 different things that can go wrong today, but I choose to focus on your goodness.
我知道今天成千上万的事情会出差错，但是我选择聚焦在您的美善。
I pray that you will help me have a good day today, despite my challenging circumstances.
我祷告您会帮助我，让我过好今天，尽管我处的环境瞬息万变。
Give me the wisdom and discernment to know how I can help someone or reach out to someone who is hurting.
求神赐给我智慧和判断力，好叫我能去接触和帮助正在经历艰难的人。
Help me be a good part of someone else's day and encourage me to think of others before myself.
求神帮助我，让我成为别人的祝福，督促我多为他人着想。
And at the end of this day, remind me to thank you for every blessing you have given me.
在这一天结束的时候，提醒我要为您赐给我的每一个祝福感恩。
Isn't that a good prayer?
这是不是非常美好的一个祷告？
To thank God and to focus on others.
来感谢神，而且聚焦在别人和别人的需要上。
Listen to this quote by Pope Francis.
我们再来看一下教皇 Francis 的一段话。
Rivers do not drink their own water. Trees do not eat their own fruit.
江河不饮自己的水，树木不食自己的果。
The sun does not shine on itself, and flowers do not spread their fragrance for themselves.
太阳不照耀着自己，花儿也不为自己散发芳香。
Living for others is a rule of nature. We are all born to help each other, no matter how difficult it is.
活着为了他人是自然界的法则。我们活着就是要相互帮助，不管情况有多么困难。
Life is good when you are happy, but much better when others are happy because of you.
你快乐时生活美好，但当别人因你而快乐时，生活更加美好。
See, that's the attitude of a servant, not self-centered, but humble, focuses on others.
这就是一个仆人的态度，不是自我中心，而是谦卑。
I think in this time there are so many things that we can do to step up and to serve others.
现在我想有很多服侍的方法和机会，我们可以站。
I know there are some people, yeah, that are already making masks to be donated to clinics and homeless shelters.
我知道有人在做口罩，捐给诊所和无家可归收容所。
I know some people are volunteering to, go grocery shopping and deliver food for the very needy people.
我知道有人去给有需要的人送去食物和生活用品。
I know many people are donating to organizations that can help the people who are very sick at this time.
我也知道人们在捐助给一些机构能够去照顾那些生病的人。
I know others that even though they cannot meet physically, but they're calling each other up. They're asking how each other's doing and how they can be praying for them.
我也知道很多人在打电话关怀，问好，问有什么可以祷告的。
See, let's all learn. Let's all think of ways how we can be intentionally caring for others during this time.
让我们都能够站出来，能思考。刻意的去想办法去关怀他人。
Because a true servant is not self-centered, but a true servant is humble.
因为一个真正的仆人不是自我中心，而是谦卑。
Lastly, how do we serve like Jesus? We need to serve with consistency.
最后第四点，我们如何效法主耶稣的服事呢？我们服事要始终一贯。
When it comes to serving, it's very easy to be selective, to wash only those feet that are clean.
服事的时候呢，我们很容易去会挑选，比如选择只洗那些很干净的脚。
Look at what Jesus said in verse 14, Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
14节，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
Notice Jesus said, didn't say, Now that I have washed your feet, you should also now wash my feet.
注意主耶稣没有这样说，我是你们的主，洗了你们的脚，现在你们要洗我的脚。
Because we would love that, right? We would be the first to volunteer. Jesus, I want to wash your feet.
要洗主耶稣的脚就太容易了，我们都会去我们都会说耶稣我来洗你的脚。
Jesus have perfect feet, perfectly clean.
我想主耶稣一定有完美干净的脚。
But Jesus said, no, wash one another's feet.
但是耶稣说不要洗我的脚，你们当彼此洗脚。
Oh man, that's the challenge, because some people, they have really ugly feet.
这太难了，因为有的人的脚他们非常难看。
And their feet stink.
而且有臭味。
I don't like to mess with people's feet. I don't know about you.
我才不要去碰他们。
But a true servant is not selective. He simply serves.
但是一个真正的仆人，他不会去挑选，他就是简单的去服侍。
Notice Jesus, he served all people. He served everyone in that room.
注意，耶稣呢，是服侍世上所有的人。
Think about it, of all the disciples in that room, so self-centered, in spite of all the times Jesus repeatedly would tell them about his suffering, they just did not get it.
想想这群门徒们，他们非常的自我中心，尽管耶稣告诉他们自己要去受苦，他们也不在乎。
But Jesus washed their feet.
但是耶稣还是洗了他们的脚。
Jesus washed Peter's feet.
耶稣洗了彼得的脚。
Whom he knew that in just a few moments, Peter would publicly disown him.
他也知道彼得不久就会当众否认自己。
But Jesus washed Peter's feet.
但是耶稣却洗了彼得的脚。
Jesus washed Judas's feet.
耶稣洗了犹大的脚。
Whom would betray him with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver?
犹大很快就要用亲嘴问安做记号背叛他，为了30个银钱。
A true servant is consistent. See, he serves all people.
但是一个真正的仆人是始终一贯的，他服侍所有的人。
Perhaps God is reminding you that to serve somebody's feet, some people, just like the disciples who did not.They just don't get it.
也许神今天提醒你要去服侍一些人，就像这些门徒，一点也不理解你。
Right, sometimes you look at them and you roll your eyes.
你呢也很讨厌他们。
It's God reminding you that perhaps there's somebody just like Peter, right? The Peters of your life who failed you and who have let you down.
神也提醒你去服侍你生命中的彼得，他背叛过你，也让你失望过。
Or perhaps God is even calling you to serve the Judases of your life who has hurt you and who have even ill intentions towards you.
神也许在呼召你，要你服侍生命中的犹大，他伤害过你呢，他对你呢还心怀恶意。
Serve them, because that's what a true servant would do.
服侍他们， 服侍他们，这就是一个真正的仆人会做的。
This is a lifestyle. This a true servant is consistent.
一个真正的仆人呢，这就是他的生活方式，他是始终一贯的去服侍。
And at this moment, I just want to take this time to acknowledge many of you who have done so much for our true light.
我想这时候告诉大家，你们中间很多人在真光教会做了很多很多的服事。
You have poured in so much of your time and energy over the years.
你们花了你们的时间和精力在过去这些年岁里。
And many of the things that you've done are all behind the scene, and nobody could tell that you're the one that did it.
很多事情你都在幕后做，没有人知道你在做。
But thank you for serving God. Thank you for serving True Light.
谢谢你，谢谢你服侍神，服侍真光教会。
Thank you for setting good examples for all of us to follow.
也谢谢你作为一个我们每个人学习的一个好榜样。
Please know that, your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
要你知道你在神里所做的这一切都不会枉然。
So as we end today's message, I want to ask you, as we serve, now we talked about this, all of us serve. It should be a lifestyle. So when we serve, what kind of attitude do we have?
那我现在要问你我们都在服侍人，那我们服侍的时候是什么样的态度？
Think about this. Some people, when they wash feet, they use very hot and burning water and they scrub really hard.
有的人在洗脚的时候呢，用很烫的水，而且用力去搓脚。
And they may be serving you.But boy, you feel miserable.
是的，他们在服侍你，但是你很惨。
And you will say, ouch, ouch, that hurts. Please be gentle.
你会说太痛了，慢点，轻点。
Some people serve like that. Some people, when they wash feet, they do it with a lot of sighs.
有的人洗脚的时候呢，会叹气。
A lot of head shaking.
会摇头。
They make you feel that, they want to make sure that you are aware of all the sacrifice they go through to serve you.
他们要你知道他们在做出很大的牺牲来洗你的脚。
And as they wash your feet, you feel very bad and guilty.
所以当他们洗你脚的时候，你感觉很不好，有负罪感。
That's how some people serve. Some people, when they wash feet, they do it with a disgusted face.
有的人在洗脚的时候呢，显出很恶心的表情。
They cover their nose. Yuck! You!
他们捂住鼻子。
They make you feel that you have the ugliest feet in the world or something.
他们让你感到你有全世界最丑陋的脚。
They make you feel dirty.
他让你感到自己很肮脏。
They make you feel unworthy.
而且让你感到不配。
That's how some people serve. Some people, when they wash feet, they don't even use water.
又有人洗脚的时候呢，连水都不用。
They dry clean.
他们干洗。
Because they don't want to get dirty.
因为他们不愿意自己弄湿弄脏。
And you're like, what? That's it? You're done?
你会很惊奇地说，这么快就洗好了，已经结束了。
And then, there's some servants, when they wash your feet, they really get into it. They get in between your toes, and they clean your feet.
但是也有仆人，他给你洗脚非常认真，每个脚趾缝里都洗干净。
And they do it with such joy. They do it with such grace.
他们很喜乐的去洗，很有恩慈的去洗。
And they minister to you as they wash your feet and they lift you up.
他们蛮有恩慈的来服侍你呢，让你充满了信心。
My brothers and sisters, What kind of servant are you?
弟兄姊妹们，你是哪一种仆人？
Let's learn to serve like Jesus serves.
让我们来一起效法主耶稣，效法他服侍人。
Let's serve not expecting things in return.
让我们服侍不是为了期待有回报。
Let's serve not out of duty, not out of obligation, but let's serve from our heart.
让我们服侍不是尽我们的义务，而是用我们的心来服侍。
And let's serve with a lot of joy.
让我们服侍是满有喜乐。
Because our King, our God, our Lord served us willingly.
因为我们的主，我们的神是情愿的来服侍我们。
And as we serve, let's serve out of our love for our King, Jesus Christ.
让愿我们在服侍的时候呢，是出于我们神的爱来服侍。
Amen. Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we are so blessed that you, our King, is humble.
主耶稣，我们是何等的蒙福，因为你是谦卑的君王。
For you, our King, our God, our Lord, washed our feet by dying on the cross for our sins.
你是我们的王，我们的主，我们的神，却洗我们的脚，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Lord, help us to be compelled by your amazing love for us.
主啊，帮助我们用你的大爱来激励我们。
Help us as your followers to follow your example that you have set for us.
帮助我们来做你的门徒，来效法你的样式。
Help us to be your hands and your feet, especially during this time of crisis.
帮助我们在现在危难的时刻呢，成为你的手和你的脚。
May True Light Church indeed be a true light, the light of Jesus Christ in this community to glorify you.
愿真光教会在社区里成为你的真光，来荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
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 God bless you.